Welcome to Fishers of Men Gospel Moments. This is Pastor Terry Collins, President and Founder of Discipleship Ministries, hosting these thoughts for the day. Have you ever tried to do something and have it backfire on you? I have, and I must say it's no fun. Some people say that they pray and pray, yet their prayers are never answered. As a result, they have become afraid to seek Jesus for their own concerns. What do you think? Can you seek God earnestly, even cry out to Him, and not have your prayers answered? I believe we can find an answer to this question in the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. Here we read where God commanded the prophet to go to the Hebrews and raise his voice like a trumpet. God insisted that Isaiah shout aloud and answer the Hebrew nation's questions concerning their prayers and fasting. You see, in verse 2, God responds to their dilemma by saying he knows they seek him day after day eagerly and want to know his ways, but he is not listening. It's as though their prayers are backfiring on them with no results. They are wondering why. Has God forsaken them? They even fast, striving to humble themselves before God, and he still doesn't notice. Wow, this is serious. What can we learn from this? Have you been praying, fasting, and crying out to God without an answer? Perhaps we can learn why from this prophet. You see, God's response was based on their rebellious lifestyle and their sins. They were told that on the day that they prayed and fasted, they still did as they pleased, without repentance. He went on to tell them that they exploited their workers and fought amongst each other physically. They were told that they cannot pray and fast and expect their voices to be heard without the desire to change their sinful ways. In other words, it takes more than words and physical actions of humility to get God's attention. God is not interested in the motions a believer goes through, but in their actions, their lifestyle. You might appear to be holier than now, but are you holy? When you come before God, are you acceptable to Jesus? Isaiah defined the kind of fast and prayer God wanted. His believers, the Hebrews, were not to deal unjust with others or tie people up with unfair burdens placed upon them. In fact, God wants his people to free the burden and the oppressed, to share their home, food, and clothing. They were told if they were willing to live their lives this way, his light would break out in the midst of any darkness that surrounded his faithful. God's people would be healed quickly. The promise I liked was in verse 8 when the prophet stated that God would cover their backs and when they called, he would answer by saying, "Here I am." Before you seek the Lord with a need, evaluate your own lifestyle and ask if it is godly. Are you abusing or oppressing anyone, including your employees, if you have any? If you are, stop and repent. Are you living the way Jesus wants you to live, you know, as a loving person? Are you reaching out to the poor that have a need? If you are living this way, then you can expect your fasting and prayers to be answered. They will not backfire on you. The Lord will guide you always and satisfy your needs. Praise God. It doesn't get any better than this. Amen.